Part 1. The Lancer Method. Chapter 1. The Beauty Trap. We live in a visual age. Everywhere we turn, we are bombarded by provocative images of flawless women and men. Even though it's common knowledge that models all of 14 years old pose as full-grown women, and that the exquisite pictures in magazines and advertisements have been carefully lit and photo-edited, I continue to see so many people measure themselves against this idealized standard of beauty. Their self-esteem inevitably suffers in a youth-obsessed culture because they have internalized a standard of beauty that has nothing to do with reality. To make matters worse, cameras are inescapable. Friends and family snap away with their phones and post photos and videos on Facebook and YouTube. The pressure is on. Candid photographs often magnify imperfections, reminding people already critical of themselves that they fall short of their ideal. Some of the most beautiful people in the world come to my office. I would like to say that they are all confident and secure about their extraordinary looks, but that is far from the truth. Many beauties focus minutely on what is wrong and what needs improvement. The competitive instinct is very intense in all of us, whether or not we are in the public eye. From my patients, I have learned that even people whose faces are admired around the world struggle with the same insecurity and self-criticism as anyone else. If you take good care of yourself mentally and physically, you should be fortunate to live a long, healthy life. As you age, you will want to continue to look as good as you feel. The vast anti-aging industry caters to and manages to distort this basic desire. Since the effects of aging are first visible on the skin, dermatology has been elevated to the top of the heap in the war against time. An entire menu of treatments and products exists to minimize the visible signs of aging. This buffet approach to dermatology can provoke impulsive action. Influenced by what their friends have done and the incessant media buzz on the subject, people are driven to buy the latest hyped product and do what they